This is the Marketing Development Podcast, brought to you by the Marketing Development Academy, the online community designed to help you develop your marketing business, skills, and career by exploring the world of marketing and entrepreneurship. Here is your host, Pete Everett.
Welcome to the show. My name is Pete Everett, and today I am joined by the fabulous Dave Foy, and we are going to talk all about Dave's new course, No Stress WordPress version 2. Let's dive straight in.
Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. And today I have a very special guest who is a very good friend of mine who I've been trying to get on the show for probably the best part of the year. Mr. Dave Foy, welcome with open arms. How are you doing?
Hello there, Pete. I'm very, very well, thank you. And thank you for asking me on. Yeah, we have been trying to get together. I'm absolutely delighted that we've managed to pull it off.
Yeah. It's taken us a couple of goes, and it's just been one of those things, hasn't it, to be honest? It's taken us a few times to get it arranged, but there's some exciting stuff coming up. So it is a very big privilege to have you with us. Awesome, so, Dave. Before we start, obviously I know who you are, because we've actually met in person, which is not something I can say to many of the people I speak to on the podcast.
We've actually had a significant cuddle.
We have. I don't know whether our significant others know about that significant cuddle. I'm getting some raised eyebrows over a computer screen now from my wife that's sat in the side of the room. So do you want to just give a quick intro as to who you are and what you do?
I will do, yeah. Yeah, I'm Dave. I teach online. I teach people basically how to use WordPress and Elementor to build websites that get results, faster and more profitably. And I've been doing this now for about 2.5 years, and I absolutely love it.
So your sort of previous experience was you used to run a design agency, didn't you? So you've basically taken before that, you're even a teacher. So you've really sort of combined the two parts of your career so far into what you now do.
Exactly. I mean, the very, very quick whistle-stop tour is I was a teacher for 10 years in primary schools, teaching little ones. Then I moved, for various reasons, it was basically government, bureaucracy and all that kind of stuff. It just drove me insane. So I moved into starting my own web design business. I've been building websites since 1997, I think, 98, something like that. So I am very old.
I was 13 in 1997.
We did that for like 16 years, I think. Yeah, built websites for clients and, my own agency and working with other bigger agencies as well, which was great. Thoroughly enjoyed that and spent a lot of my time teaching other like non-coders who were involved in projects like designers and clients and things as well. And frankly, just missed the teaching like so much. I really, really, really wanted to teach. It's kind of one of those callings. So it was about mid 2016. I thought, hang on a minute, I can combine the two here. I see there's a really big need for people who don't want to get their hands messy with code. They're not naturally coders, but the tools are becoming so mature now, with page builders and WordPress and various other things. The tools are becoming so mature now that I can actually realistically teach people how to do this themselves, really quickly and be able to make really to help people make a big transformation in their lives, whatever that transformation is that they want. So I just decided that was what I would do, and so I've been basically teaching web design and marketing since perhaps early 2017, I think. Yeah.
Cool. So you've really hit on a great sort of balance with that, because I was a developer previously, and everybody that listens to the show knows that, and the way that page builders in particular sort of transformed WordPress, they really did sort of make it far more accessible to the masses. And as a developer, from our side of things, we had two ways of looking at this. We could either see it as a horrific thing that was just going to completely stuff up the way that the back end of WordPress worked, or we could accept it. And actually, now the way development's gone is we now more build custom modules that now fit into these page builders. But of course, the bare bones of the site, if you just want to get a website up online, homepage, a few content pages, a contact page, maybe a lead magnet, that kind of thing, you don't need a developer to do that anymore. That WordPress just has the tools within it.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the thing. In my kind of last few years of working with my agency, we're focused much more on marketing, SEO, ad campaigns, and that kind of thing. Kind of moved away from sort of just pure web design. And the thing that used to hold us up all the time, it used to frustrate my business partner no end, was the fact that they had to wait for me to pull my finger out to actually create the pages, the templates, you know, the designs, convert all this stuff into HTML and CSS and put it into WordPress and make it all work. And I remember my business partner particularly first spotted the page builder phenomenon like many, many years ago. And probably with like Visual Composer to start off with, and then Aveda, and then Divi, and then Beaver Builder, and then Elementor. And it was seeing the impact. Is that kind of like democratizing of the web, I suppose, that just allowed people who had an idea. I've got an idea. I've got a landing page. I've got an idea for a campaign. I've got something I want to just put together, and I want to put it together right away. And I just found that absolutely kind of phenomenal. It worked completely in opposite to everything I'd ever known with web design. I hand coded everything, you know.
Yeah.
And it just worked completely opposite to all of that. But the more when I first started doing what I'm doing at the moment, I kind of focused on graphic designers because I thought, well, graphic designers struggle to make web pages that they've, you know, the designs that they've got in their heads. Mm-hmm. So these are great tools. I'll teach them how to do it. But it's so quickly, no matter how much I told people, I help graphic designers. I just got masses and masses of people came to me via my, you know, YouTube channel and email list and various other things, sort of saying, well, I'm not actually a designer. Is it all right? You know, do you mind? Can I kind of hop along? Because I like what you're doing. And I soon realized that the effect that being able to use these tools on people's results, whatever results they want, whether it be marketing results, whether the result that they want is to set up their own freelance web design business so that they can work from home and spend more time with the kids. I don't know. I mean, the results that people want and the transformation that people want for all kinds of reasons is vast. But the ability to use these tools and to have these tools is it just really, really inspired me. And it still does.
That's brilliant, because the very first course you launched was exactly that, wasn't it? Which was No Stress WordPress version 1.0, which we can now call it that, as 2.0 is on the horizon. I remember seeing the marketing stuff. It was for designers, non-coders who are, you know, designers who are non-coders to help you get your ideas out there. And I know since then you've obviously run different, a number of courses, but your other sort of flagship course, I suppose, is Developer Fund.
That's right,
And that's maybe a bit more on the marketing side, but with this release of No Stress WordPress 2, you're sort of tying those two together a little bit more. I mean, it's still very much based around this is how you do stuff in WordPress, but it's slightly less of the designer focus and more of the, this is just how you do it.
It is, yeah. There's just more of a focus. I mean, on the face of it, I'm still teaching people how to deliver, how to plan and deliver WordPress projects from beginning to end using, I'm focusing on using that Elementor in the course, but it's a little bit like, you know, the Simon Sinek book, Start With Why, where he kind of says that, you know, the big kind of driver, the big why, the big idea behind what you're doing, it can, the actual, what you're doing, you know, basically the features of what it is, like the features of the course, the modules and the lessons and things, might not even change too much, but it's the big idea behind it. And there were a couple of like different impetus for me completely remaking No Stress WordPress. One was that the technology's all changed since version one. The tech, the introduction of Gutenberg, Elementor version 2 came out with all the theme builder stuff built in, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So it's partly just the ever-changing tech, which is the curse of tech teaching, as you know as well.
Oh yeah, we were just talking about that in our pre-little chat.
Yeah. there is always that as well. But it was also realizing that being able to do this stuff with WordPress to build websites that get results faster and more profitably which is basically that's the thing. Is it doesn't matter if it's because you want to produce beautifully designed websites to, I don't know, to kind of like feed your creative urge. Brilliant. You're going to be able to do it better, more efficiently, and produce better, more consistent designs. If you're a marketer who wants to very, very quickly deploy new marketing campaigns, landing pages, whatever that is as well for yourself or for clients, then being able to do that efficiently and quickly and profitably and understand what you're doing and why is just hugely valuable. So my focus on designers as such has kind of gone by the wayside, although the actual content of the course itself, I'm talking more detail about it, but it's interesting actually. I shied away completely from any teaching on design principles at all in version one. I very much focused on this is the tech. You can go somewhere else to learn the design, but this is purely the tech. But I soon realized as well that, you know, if you want to build websites quickly and profitably for whatever reason, then actually the ability to, I mean, I don't go into kind of massive theories about font pairing and color choice and everything else, but just understanding that you can have a simple system for layouts, for instance. Everybody needs to use layouts in page builders. It doesn't matter why you're using them. And if I can teach people how a system for just creating layouts that always look good, always align, always consistent, always have kind of consistent spacing and lots of, you know, negative space and everything's proportional, that doesn't just help designers. In fact, it helps non-designers more than it helps designers. You know, it helps people who just need to produce stuff that has got to look good. So there's been I surprised myself really halfway through. I thought actually there are other far, far better courses if you want to learn design principles. But, you know, in terms of using the tech to almost to kind of foolproof your way to a layout and things that look good, then I thought that is really, really worth doing. But it's that thing of that once the clarity of why I was making this course and doing this teaching, it changes the complexion of everything underneath it.
You know, you can tell that actually from as somebody that has sort of been exposed to both sides of this, and I have been very fortunate that I've been able to have a sneak peek inside the new course. Those guys listening for it, please take my word for it. It is brilliant, and it does hit the nail on the head. But on top of that, you've then included a number of bonuses. Speaking of which, one of is about setting up a starter site, which is essentially your base template, I suppose. Is your base template for the for your project. Exactly. So it kind of fits in nicely to what you've just been saying, that you're not just. This isn't just a theoretical course. This is actually, there's other resources around this so that people can actually put this into use right now. Well, when it goes on sale in a few weeks, but they can do it, you know, there and then, and then start demonstrating value straight off either directly into their own business or to the businesses of their clients.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, really. I'm aware that a lot of people that come to WordPress and page builders generally, they come to them because they are easy. You know, they're far, far easier than anything we ever used to have to do. But a lot of people really do. And I mean, it's not just beginners. It's actually fairly, I won't mention any names, but many, many quite experienced WordPress users have been using WordPress for maybe sort of 5, 6, 7, 8 years even. But they're kind of self-taught. They've picked up little tips from this YouTube video and that tutorial and this bit, you know, and bits and bobs, and kind of cobbled it together. Mm-hmm. And it was noticing the fact that lots of people kind of come to these tools, but then quickly realize that they actually don't understand how the WordPress ecosystem works. They haven't got a process. They haven't got a mental model. They haven't got like a step-by-step thing like, you know, for instance, I mean, I won't go into all the details, but, you know, so the fact that the starter site you mentioned, you know, the fact that just having one of those and how to set it up suddenly shaves hours and loads of stress off all of your projects instantly so you can deliver them faster. Understanding just basic stuff about, I get emails like literally every single day from people who are, they're not idiots, you know, they're very, very bright people, but it's like, I don't even know what's this theme thing. What am I supposed to do in that theme versus what am I supposed to do in Elementor, and where do I set this and where do I set that? What are these templates anyway? And, you know, like what's an archive?
Yeah.
And it's just all stuff that it's like, it's not hard, but people just have never kind of like joined the dots together into a kind of a simple step-by-step process. So that's the thing with the course really, is to give people the tools so that they can just run with this.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll have seen as well, there's like a DNS little extra module in there as well, because how many of us have, you know, completely kiboshed our client's email service by pointing domains the wrong way, you know?
Oh yeah.
We've all done it.
We have. And we've all had the rollicking off the back of it as well.
Yeah. I think it's a rite of passage generally, isn't it, amongst developers. If you've not ruined your client's email service, you're doing something wrong. So that's the thing really. There's a lot of training around, I think, generally, which is a lot of tech how to, you know. So there's a lot of how to do this, how to do that, how to do the other, which is fine and it's great. And when you're Googling this stuff, brilliant, you know, there are loads and loads of stuff all over the place. I think the problem is with just the stuff I'm covering in this course is what I often call like the ungoogleable questions. You know, those kind of questions where you can't even phrase the question.
Yeah, you know what you want to do.
You don't know what to ask.
Yeah, that's it. You know what you want out the other end, but you don't quite know what to put into that.
Yeah.
That little box with a blinking cursor.
Exactly. You know, so if, I don't know, you know, at some point you can say, okay, I'm going to go onto a particular group or a forum or Google or whatever and ask, I need to create a custom post type that includes custom post types that I can kind of like relate together with like repeating custom fields. And I want to output those on an Elementor single post template, blah, 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 blah. But if you kind of understand just the foundations of what all that stuff actually means, it kind of frees you up then to just be able to kind of do anything. But if you just don't understand even just how all this stuff fits together, then you will always be struggling, always be inefficient, always be far slower than you need to be. And, you know, those wasting your weekends and your evenings on sort of frantically Googling stuff, trying to figure something out, you know. So it's just to take away that kind of stress from people, hence the no stress. I suppose.
I think the other thing which helps here is that you also, when you buy No Stress WordPress, you get lifetime access. So it's not like it's something that you just need to go through and do once and try and remember it all. You've, for the rest of the time that this is available, you've then got a reference point to come back to. So if you can't remember this over here, then, you know, you can just go back to the course module 3, whatever it is, and just rewatch it again. There's no problem.
I'm very aware of that, actually, because it is the kind of thing with tech stuff, isn't it? If you don't actually use it, then it's so easy, it just disappears, you know, and you might be crystal clear at the moment you watch the video and then it's gone. I've got at the end of all the modules like a recap. So it's like a bullet point list of all the kind of like essential points that were covered. But I'm also going to be adding like some sort of like PDF master kind of like full course like PDFs as well, and there'll be like a searchable index. So if you're searching for a particular term, you can search all the lessons and find out. So
that's really cool.
Yeah,
I'm going to nick that for my course.
Yeah, it's great. People seem to really like it, actually, that kind of recap thing. I mean, just to say as well, anyone that enrolls and becomes a student is part of the community Facebook group as well. It's a private group, but you're in there for life. So, and I've got people who joined in November 2017 with version 1, who are still in the group, still asking questions, still sharing ideas. And so, you know, even when version one went out of date because of various things. We're still in the group, basically carried on the course. You know, I would do like kind of like live videos and show people some of the new features and answer questions and things. So it's I think for me personally, actually kind of making a course of any kind or lessons of any kind is fine, but I'm not really interested in it unless it's actually kind of supporting people through the journey and kind of actually helping them achieve the success that they want. I think too many people kind of make a load of lessons and say, right, off you pop.
Yep.
Goodbye. And please don't bother me again. You know, I'm just not interested in that really.
No, you know, when one of the very first agencies I worked in, one of the strap lines we used to use in all of our pitches was that to potential clients was, your success is our success.
Yeah.
And actually acknowledging the fact that, you know, yes, there's a financial element to this. Of course there is. We've all got to live. We've all got to put food on the tables, roofs over our heads, all that kind of stuff. Of course we do. And there's inherent value to what we all bring to the table. But that said, that's not... In the world that we live in today, particularly the online world that we live in today, it's very easy for people to become, I'm going to say the word lonely. That's maybe not quite what I mean, but it's you know, isolated, I suppose.
Isolated, yeah. Oh, definitely.
And something like this isn't just about the knowledge that you get out of it, but it is about the meeting of that group of peers and having some banter in a Facebook group, but also having a safe place to ask questions that you may not, you may not ask elsewhere. And it is the replica of that. You know, back in the day when you used to go on a training course for 3 days and you were in a room with 30 strangers, but you were all there together, and all of a sudden over coffee and whatever, the ice would start breaking. And by the end of the third day, you're actually having quite a good time. It's that mentality that is being taken online through something like the Facebook group. And again, Dave's Facebook groups are brilliant. He's really committed to them. He does regular live sessions or regular releases of tips or updates, whatever it might be. I guess with No Stress WordPress, that's a little bit dictated about by some of the updates that come in WordPress and Elementor for you.
Yeah, it is sometimes. Yeah, I mean, I'm always kind of I'm the kind of person who I'm not really interested in just covering stuff because it's new for the sake of it. There are plenty of people teaching WordPress on YouTube. I won't mention names, but you know, whose big thing is basically being the first to tell you about this new plugin, this new service, this new thing. I'm kind of a little bit against that almost. I kind of think, you know, I would prefer you not to be constantly distracted by all this new stuff everywhere and getting the FOMO. And actually get your head down, learn the tools that you've got and go out and get some results, you know. I think there is still kind of all sorts of stuff to keep on top of. It's great. The No Stress group is the longest running out of my two groups by a way. And the sort of like, I don't know, it's like, it is really like family. You know, we call it the No Stress family, which might be a bit past the bucket, but it's very much we just recently had like an in-person meetup. We all went to the Netherlands, and I think there was 30 of us in the Netherlands. People came from...
You paid for everybody to go to the Netherlands.
You what, sorry?
You paid for everybody to go to the Netherlands.
I didn't pay for everybody to go. No, don't start spreading that rumor.
It was a joke.
It actually wouldn't be a bad idea. When I'm absolutely loaded and living on a Caribbean island, I'll do that. And that's like actually not a bad idea. But yeah, we had people from, you know, from Denmark, from Belgium, from Germany, from the Netherlands, from Italy, from Spain, from England, from Scotland. And I think you and I have both experienced situations, you know, like conferences and events where our communities, they really, really take off when people actually take the relationship offline, yep. You know. And so I think the fact that you've got an online community for anything, any of these things that we're all involved in, I think is fantastic. But I think the potential for that to actually lead to partnerships and friendships and support groups and accountability and even kind of meeting offline. I think that's where it really shines.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Dave and I, the last time we met was at Lee Jackson's event agency Transformation Live, wasn't it? And there was a group of us there that we'd been sort of connected for a number of months or years online. And actually, I know some of us had met previously, but for a lot of us, it was the first time of meeting. And it was just brilliant. I mean, it was sort of out of this world, really. Mm.
It is, and I would encourage anybody, I'm getting off topic now, but I would encourage anybody, especially if you're a bit nervous, you know, if you feel like you've got imposter syndrome, you feel like, I don't know, you're a bit of an introvert and there are loads of people in there kind of dazzling the room and whatever else, whatever kind of hang-ups you have. I am very, I don't know whether people would believe it, but I am very introverted, you know, really kind of have to struggle and really take a deep breath to walk into a room full of people. But I would encourage you to do it because it changes your outlook and your mindset completely.
Mm. And through so much of the stuff that we do see online, you know, the whole mental health space within the online community, within the WordPress community, it's something that is being taken even more seriously, sort of on a daily and monthly basis. It's incredible.
It is, yeah, with things like WP and Up, which Dan Mabey and his team are doing a tremendous job with. It is really good to see that. It's really good to see people just acknowledging the importance of community in everything that we do, especially because so many of us, I mean, I mentioned before, didn't I, one of the results often people want from what I'm doing is to be able to have a profitable freelance business so that they can work from home and everything else. But there is the kind of the potential dark side to that, that you're isolated from an office, you're isolated from a team, you know. So I think generally just kind of keeping an eye on being part of a community. There are loads of them, you know, I mean, some just absolutely fantastic groups out there. So I think it is important. I'm really glad people are talking about it.
Yeah, me too. It's such an important discussion to have. And also an important discussion to people to be able to start that others can contribute in, because one of the core characteristics with those kind of issues is that people want to talk about it, but they just don't know how to start, or they're embarrassed, or they don't know what the words are. So it's sort of having a sense of leadership in that discussion, but with the openness for people to contribute when they feel ready.
Yeah, for people to realise that, oh, it's not just me. I didn't realise.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. Absolutely, mate. We've gone a lot deeper here than I was anticipating.
We've gone off. Pete, keep it light. Keep it light.
Yeah, will do. Will do. So just to bring us back into focus, then. At the moment, No Stress WordPress isn't open for sale as yet, but you do have, or at the time of the release of this podcast anyway, you do have a masterclass which is taking place on October the 29th at 7 p.m. UK. The landing page will tell you what time that is in different times around the world. But the URL, peteeverett.com/NoStressWordPress, will send you straight over to the masterclass page. And I will update that link so that after the masterclass, No Stress WordPress will just forward you on to the course page. That's peteeverett.com/NoStressWordPress. Do you just want to give us a quick rundown about what the masterclass, why the masterclass, how the masterclass, all that kind of stuff?
I'll do it really quick because we went off on one, didn't we?
So, yeah, we did. Bring us back, mate. You're the pro here.
I will. I'll bring us back. So, the masterclass is basically an opportunity. It's completely free. It's going to be about an hour of teaching. So what I'm going to do as part of that, a masterclass is another word for a webinar, I suppose. And I will say, before I say what's in the masterclass, is that I am going to be offering No Stress WordPress for sale during that webinar. So I'm kind of making no bones about that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about you, Pete, but I've been on so many webinars in the past where, you know, the host kind of talks about their bio and their journey and the troubles that they've been through and how they overcame them for about an hour. and then launched straight into a big pitch for a product for about, you know, 2 hours. And
you realize Russell Brunson, that's basically his book.
Yeah, and it drives me insane. It's like, oh God, no, please don't do that. So I will start off the class by telling you, hi, I'm Dave, and this is what I do. Let's get on with it. So it's going to be probably about half an hour to 40 minutes worth of teaching. And what I'm going to do is I've basically identified over the years that there are five big blockers that people hit when they are trying to use WordPress and Elementor. I mean, it's very Elementor focused, but it's for anybody using page builder tools, really. Five things that stop them being able to build websites quickly and profitably and end up with all the frustration and the gnashing of teeth and the pulling out of hair and all that kind of thing. So I'm going to go through all those. Loads of it is just from No Stress WordPress itself. So even if you decide not to enroll, you're going to get 30 to 40 minutes of just solid teaching. You will walk away with, I hope, all kinds of, you know, things demystified and confusions cleared up and a really kind of solid understanding of how to get your head around all these tools and how to build better websites for it. So, and then I am going to actually open up the enrollment on the call after that 40 minutes. And I'm thinking as well of actually by the end of that, so kind of at the end of that hour, actually picking somebody out of the hat to win a free enrollment. Now it's actually going to be, I'm going to be sneaky about it. I'll tell you now, I'm actually going to pick people who have already bought the course, but I'm going to give them a refund on it. Cause I want to make sure that I've done this before. Sorry. We're going off again. But I do remember once giving away a free, I've done it a couple of times, kind of giving away a free course to somebody who attended a webinar. And the problem with that is that I'm not sure whether that person actually intended to actually take the course and get the results anyway. So I kind of want to make sure that it's somebody who has that intention already.
That makes perfect sense to me. And, you know, it was you who, in the development of my course, gave me the advice about the people needing to be, or delegates needing to be invested in the course itself. And they, you know, essentially the biggest signal for them doing that is to actually, you know, put their hand in their pocket and the credit card details online and off you go. So I think you're dead right. At least by doing it that way, you're giving that free enrollment to somebody that has demonstrated that they are invested in what it is you are teaching.
Yeah, they were good. If they were going to do that anyway, then absolutely. Yeah. And it's the reason really why sometimes I'm asked by people, it's like, you know, why do you charge money for courses or questions to that effect kind of thing. And my response is always, I don't mean this to be kind of big headed or anything, but I feel I can change your life and, you know, give you like huge transformation and get you the success that you're kind of dreaming of with what I can show you and what I can teach you. But the only way I can do that is by you paying me so that I can continue to keep doing that, you know? Yeah. And it's, if you don't give me the money and you don't personally invest in that training, I mean, I do loads of free training as well, but you know, for the real kind of like step-by-step that's going to give you the shortcuts for what you're looking for. And I think people sometimes forget that kind of online, especially there are so many free resources and free training. I'm all for it to an extent, but I do feel ultimately, you know, actually investing in your own, you know, your own training, your own development, your own results, it just pays dividends really.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So guys, if you want to go and check out the masterclass will be on the 29th of October, 2019 at 7 PM, that is UK time. So as I say, depending on where you are in the world, that time may differ slightly. You can register for the masterclass at peteeverett.com/no-stress-wordpress. That's all one word, no hyphens, no nothing. peteeverett.com/no-stress-wordpress. And if you're listening to this after the 29th of October, I will have updated the link so that pteverett.com/notes/WordPress then points directly to the course itself. So that's the URL that you need in order to find out what's going on. Dave, I really, really appreciate you taking the time. I know that you are right up against it to get stuff live and you know, get everything finished ahead of time for your launch week next week, the masterclass itself, and then of course the launch of the course. So I really hope it all goes well for you, mate. If people do want to get in touch with you online, how can they find you?
Well, there's my website, designbuildweb.co. Which I have a seriously kind of under-updated blog and YouTube channel at the moment. Desperately need to get back to, but designbuildweb.co. And then there's also twitter.com/designbuildweb. And I'm also designbuildweb on Facebook as well.
Cool. Brilliant. Thank you so much, mate. I'll let you get back to it. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on. And, you know, we'll get you on another time to talk about funnels and all that kind of stuff, because there's a whole load of things that I've been talking about on that as well.
Brilliant. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
I really hope you enjoyed that show with Dave. Apologies for my audio. Something went a little bit skew-whiff with my microphone, but it was such a good episode and so timely that I just wanted to get it out for you guys. If you're interested in registering for the masterclass or registering for Dave's course, if the masterclass has already happened, visit pteverett.com/no-stress-wordpress and it will send you straight on over to the right page. I will see you next week.